I'm having such a full circle moment right now, and I want to share it like now. I'm sitting in my couch. I just came home because I was in a kitchen studio choosing kitchens for our new home to be. And I just came home realizing like, wow, like everything is clicking right now. So I just realized that there's a conversation in the online space, which pretty much takes it's taking place behind the scenes here and there, but it's not really taking place publicly. And I had a talk about that with my mentor, with one of my mentors the other week. And she was like, well, why don't you bring it forward then? Is it something you want to be known for? Is it something you want to focus on? And I was like, yes, that's really something I would love to focus on. So the topic is basically that everyone and your grandma, yeah, at least it feels like that, everyone in the online space is talking about what to do to go from zero to 1,000, or from zero to 10K months, from zero to 20K months, from zero to 50K and 100K and so on and so forth. So the discussion that is taking place publicly is often about linear growth, right? At least in my industry, like in a coaching training industry, that's the conversation. So what a lot of people do, and I did that as well, when I founded this business in 2020, I took a course, I booked a mentor, like a very famous one, who teaches coaches how to start their business and make a profitable business out of it. So I did that and it worked. And 2021 was like a very, very successful year for me. And then 22 was even more successful, but then I had 4 employees and I had a lot of costs and a lot of things, but I don't want to go into that. I don't want to make a deep dive on that today. But then 2023 came and I started feeling a bit off. And it's funny because in February 2023, which is 3 years ago, which is like, wow, 3 years ago, I put up a post on my Instagram. You won't find it there because I deleted all my posts. Why? Well, because I just love a clean slate, but that's a different story. So in February 2023, I put up a post saying something like, I'm done with being like everybody else. I want authenticity. From now on, it's going to be me. You will see more of my topics, more of design and, you know, colorful high heels. I think I even wrote that because that was honestly how I felt at that time. And why? And this is such an important thing I want to share with you, because a lot of times when we start something, if it's a business or a project, we hold on to frameworks that other people have built. So we plug into the online course telling us how to build a business. We use the strategy X or Y. We follow the tried and trodden plans and frameworks, and that might work for a while. But then there will almost always come a time where you think like, okay, this is just not me. This is not working anymore. It feels off. It's not how I want to build what I'm building. It's not what I want to be doing. It doesn't have my uniqueness in it. It's not imprinted with my voice, my unique edge, my experiences, my maybe unique angle on this topic, on this thing that I'm building. And that's something I see in a lot of women. And it really doesn't matter if you're employed, if you're building a business, if you're doing some project on the side. I see that a lot. So this tendency of starting out by using somebody's blueprint, implementing the strategy, having it work for you, and then starting to resent that very strategy. And that's just a natural process, you know, but because it's great, you need to have business basics. We don't have to talk about that. You need to know what you're doing. You need to have a basic understanding of sales and marketing and taxes and all that. That's a lot in the beginning. We don't have to talk about that, right? It's just like, yeah, check. But when that initial phase is over, a lot of women start to pull back, start to feel off, start to resent the very strategies they used to build what they're building. And that's a critical phase. And I've been there. I was there in 2023. And it's so funny because back then, what happened was, I hadn't found my voice yet. I hadn't found my unique edge or authority or angle or, you know, thing as a coaching personality, as a mentor, as the head of female purpose. So what happened was, and it's so funny when I think about it now, I put up the post and there was a lot of reactions on that one. If you've been with me for a while, you will remember which post it was. It was like basically a very clean one with my face on it and it said authenticity. And then I remember falling back to all the old patterns because why? I didn't know what to do next. I just knew, okay, so the old strategies, the old way of doing things, the old way of communicating, like the tried and trodden launch strategies that a lot of coaches and trainers are working with. I've done these now. I've tried them. They worked. I had two fantastic business years. But now, I want to do it my way. But what is actually my way? I don't know. Why? Because at that time, I'd been switching a lot. And I'm gonna make a little detour here. If you don't know me yet, and if you're English speaking, and obviously this is the first podcast episode in English. So if you're new to my world, I'm going to have to reintroduce myself, right? Because you won't be able to understand any of the older podcast episodes in German. So I quit my corporate job in 2016. And I'm going to make it very short now because otherwise we would be talking for hours or I would be talking for hours, right? So I quit my corporate job back then and I just knew I'm not going to be doing this for the next 40 years. So I quit and I put all my interests into one basket and I started a publishing company for design guides. So basically, yeah, travel guides for design, people who love design, people who love good design. Let's put it like that. And that was my first project back then and I didn't have a fucking clue what I was doing. Like I had no idea, like literally no idea. And what you have to know is by that time, all my friends were getting married, having children, building houses, buying apartments, all of that, getting promoted. And I was doing the exact opposite of that. I was pulling the plug to my very successful corporate career. I was quitting. I was, you know, returning my company car and saying no to all that. And that was a radical move. That was a very difficult time in my life. It was the biggest crisis of my life. Because what I didn't know back then is I was alone. There was nobody to talk to because nobody had done that back then. There were no online courses, coaching programs, anything like that. Because that's 10 years ago, right? So I was on my own. And I started by just asking myself, okay, so what do I feel like doing? Like what's pulling me right now? And I put my interests into one project And I started like really publishing books. And the first book took 1 year to be completed. It was a success. It was all of a sudden in really renowned stores and concept stores all over Europe. Great. And then I did that for a while, and I did the second book, and I worked as a stylist, and I worked as a freelance author at that time to basically put all the money I earned into my publishing company. So I had put all my savings into that project. At the same time, I was working like crazy to earn money to put into the publishing company, because that just, I mean, yeah, that was like wildly expensive. So that was what I was doing, right? So I came from having everything, having a corporate career, earning a lot of money, having a quote unquote safe job, having all of that, you know, and then quitting that in order to really have nothing for years. And I didn't earn a lot of money back then because I reinvested every cent, every euro into my new venture, which was my publishing company. So then Corona came, and I was working at as an interior designer back then. And I've been doing a lot of things on the side, but I'm not going to do a deep dive into that. So I was working as an interior designer, and Corona came. With that, my publishing company was dead, right? Because I don't have to explain why nobody was buying travel guides back then. It's obvious, I think. So I focused on interior design. I put all my chips into my interior design business. And at the same time, I was like, looking left and right, trying to, you know, build a funnel to sell my books, because I knew eventually Corona would be over. And I thought, why not just, you know, find some different ways of selling my books, not only in the stores, because they're also going to be closed for a while. So I was looking at funnels, how to build funnels, how to implement online sales strategies for my books. So one night I was scrolling through Instagram, and I got an ad, and I clicked on it. And those were two guys who basically teach coaches how to build coaching businesses. And I clicked on the ad, and I went to the webinar, and I loved it, and I showed it to my partner. I was like, wow, I'm hooked. I want to build a coaching business. And what you have to know is that wasn't like a random thing, because I had been having a coach for, I think, 2 years by then. So I knew what it was like to be coached. And I was wildly interested in psychology. I had been reading a lot since I quit my corporate job. I had been immersing myself in all of these topics, right? Psychology, mindset, everything. Every friend who went to our home was like, oh my God, you have like a literal, you know, like you could be opening a store with just books about psychology by now. And I was, yeah, do you want to try some of those books? You want to lend it? Anyways, so that was my thing at that time. So, and at the same time, I had a lot of friends asking me about my experiments, right? Because they saw what I did was working. And they asked me, hey, how did you do that? How did you quit your corporate job? Like, how did you just found a company? How did you just work as an interior designer? Like, how did you do all these switches and experiments? So there was a lot of factors coming together. And I clicked on the ad, and I went to the webinar. And then a couple of weeks later, I joined the program. So that very program, and that was in summer 2020, was really the base, the foundations of my business as it is today. Because in that very course, it was like a 6-month course, you really got to know, okay, how to build the foundation, how to build a funnel, how to gain clients as a coach, how to build a website. Back then, there was a lot of talk about how to do webinars, because that was like the new big thing back then. Well, webinars still work today, but not in the same way. But yeah, that was just like the foundation of my business. And that worked. It worked. But I found myself 2 years into that, I was like, no, this feels repetitive. This feels boring. And you have to know, at the same time, I was so grateful. I was so thankful for having built something that fast that was working. I was working with the most amazing women, and I'm working with the most amazing women till this day. And I opened my first group program in December 2020, and it became known. Hundreds of women joined that program over the next years, right? It became my signature program. So one thing that happened, and it's so interesting when I reflect back on it now, is that a part of my identity got so attached to that sudden success. Because what you have to know, and it's obvious when you think about it now, I went from having it all, corporate job, great career, company car, standing, everything, to having nothing, at least financially for years, right? Because everything I earned as a stylist, as an interior designer, as a freelance author, as somebody who built website for other people's, and a lot of things I was doing, I put into my company, right? To my publishing company. So basically, for years, I wasn't earning like almost anything. It was like a zero game, you know? And then the sudden success with my coaching company was like, wow, mind blowing. I remember looking into my account and I was like, wow, like this is, I'm on to something. I'm on to something. This is working. And of course, at that time, like almost everybody I know was changing careers, right? Because Corona was just such a great time to do that. A lot of us were home, at home. We had time. There was a lot of transition at that time. So it was like a lot of factors coming together, really ramping up to my business, my first year in business. So what did I do by the end of 21? I said to myself, okay, I'm going all in. I'm going to scale my business. I'm going to make this 10x bigger. I'm going to hire people. I'm going to, you know, blow it all up. I'm going to make my first million in 2022. And I could have done that. But then suddenly in 2022, a lot of things happened that started to feel heavy, started to feel repetitive, started to feel like I was heading in a direction that I didn't want to be heading towards. So I had booked another course in 22, which basically was, you know, teaching coaches like me how to scale. And I remember sitting in those calls thinking like, that's not how I want to do it. That's not what I want. I never wanted to build a big company with like 20 or 30 employees. I never wanted to have one signature program and just have a lot of people in that one. I never wanted to work with only funnels and, you know, have a lot of people just rushing through my online courses. Like a lot of things that were taught, and they're not bad. They're not bad at all because they work for a lot of people. But a lot of things and strategies and approaches that were taught in that program just didn't really resonate with me. So at the beginning of 2023, it was just logical that I felt like, oh, I want to build it my way now. I want to build like from the inside out. And the thing is, in the beginning of 2023, I had been so sick. I had been having Corona for weeks on repeat. I think 6 weeks. I was so sick. I don't think I've ever been that sick in my whole life. So I had been thinking a lot, you know, and I was lying in my bed thinking. And then that's also where that post came from. And that's also where that, you know, that, yeah, I don't know, that feeling came from that I really wanted to change really bad. And then, as I said, I didn't really pivot, but there was a long, long, long period of nothingness, of emptiness, of not knowing what to do. Because I hadn't taken my time to really ask myself, so how do I want to build this business from the inside out? What do I really want to teach on? Is it still career transition? Well, that was great to begin with. Why? Because I'm fully embodied in it. Like if you ask someone, I mean, I don't know any person who's more embodied in career transitions than I am, honestly. I wouldn't know. So that was just logical because I could embody it. That's something I was really known for at that time. It had become my unique edge, my standing in the niche, in the industry. And at the same time, I felt like a silent pull towards something else. So in 2023, I experimented with a lot of things. I did an online course in summer, and then I realized I didn't want to be doing online courses. And I tried some different things, but then I eventually realized, no, that's not for me. So in the beginning of 2024, I hired a very famous mentor in my industry. And I told her, you know what? Let's just, you know, do something differently. I want to talk with you about changing. I want to talk about really letting myself evolve. And the thing is, by then she looked at my numbers and she looked at my business and she was like, you know, but why do you want to evolve? Like, why not just keep doing what's worked so well for you? Because if we only planned like a bigger launch and we like repurposed your signature course, your signature program a bit, and if we just changed it up a bit and maybe changed the funnels, changed the strategy, the sales strategy behind it, then I guess you'll be happy again, don't you think? And the thing is, I said, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you might be right, because I didn't know what I wanted. And I didn't have any clarity. I didn't feel grounded in my own self, in my own truth, in my own self-expression at that time. So what we did is, and it's crazy when I think about it now, we planned a huge launch for October 24. And I worked really hard the entire summer. I was teaching on, like, I had a 5-part masterclass series that summer, which is crazy, all leading up to that launch, which was the worst launch in my entire company. I was so sick. I remember it was October 1st, 2024. I was sick. I was dripping with sweat while standing in a webinar with over 600 people attending. And after that, I just said, no, my body is telling me that this is not right for me anymore. So the rest of 2024, I spent like really doing just a little. I had a group program. I had my one-to-one clients. I was doing some master classes, but I didn't really do a lot of new projects. So last year in 2025, I feel like that year was so important to me to really find my unique voice, to really reclaim different parts of me, of my history, of my personality, of who I am, and really to take the time to integrate them, to reclaim and reintegrate them into my business. And 2025 was such a transformative year for me. It was like, I think, one of the biggest identity shifts of my life. And that was nothing that was just like a couple of weeks long. It was like, when I look at it now, it started in early 2024 and it went to, I think, late 2025. And I would say I'm still in it now. But what I did is I booked a one-to-one VIP day on the 30th of December when one of my mentors and I went to Amsterdam and I told her, you know what, let's just sit down for a day. And I want it to be this year. I don't want to do that in January. I want it to be this year because I want to take my time. I want to sit down with you in a nice environment and just reflect about what I want for 2026. And we did that. And I made some radical decisions that day. Like I drove home from Amsterdam in the evening, late in the evening, like late at night even, because we ended the day with, you know, wine at the bar and we had like a blast. It was such a wonderful day and I love Amsterdam. So I was driving home and I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go bigger in 2026 and I'm going to pick a word for 2026 and that's just going to be my word of the year and it is permission. My word of the year 2026 is permission. So what I did is in the last 3 weeks since I recorded the last German episode in this very podcast, I decided that this, my company, my business, my brand, my movement, the Female Purpose Universe is gonna be in English now. It's gonna be a global place and I'm taking it global. And of course, that means, first of all, we're going to be speaking English. And what felt like such a huge decision for a long time is it's such a natural decision now. Because actually, it's on one hand, it's grounded and it's logical. Why? Because I'm going to be spending a lot of my life in Amsterdam as from March. We're going to be moving there. We're buying a houseboat. It's a dream coming true. And I'm going to make a whole podcast episode about that because that's a story you really need to hear. But that means I'm going to put myself in front of an entirely new audience, which is English speaking. That's the one thing. But also, I feel like it's so much more, it's lighter. It's easier for me to express myself in English. And I have such a close relationship with the language. I grew up in Sweden. I've been studying in English. I have English mentors. I read in English. And as you can hear, I'm not a native speaker, but I think my English is good. So it's not a quality. It's not a loss of quality, right? So that's one decision that I gave myself permission to make. And the other one was really switching to B2B clients. To really ask myself, and that's where the full circle moment comes in now, from the very beginning of this podcast episode. So I said in the beginning that this feels like a crazy full circle moment because my mentor asked me, okay, so what do you want to be known for? What is it? Like, what are you going to move forward with in 2026? And I said, you know, a lot of things, but first of all, if you strip down my work, my genius, what I'm excellent at to the core, then it would be identity shifts. My own identity shifts, but also the ones my clients are making, which I am witnessing, facilitating, enabling on a day-to-day basis. So that's one thing. But I also want to be bringing the conversation forward, which is what to do when success doesn't work anymore. And first I thought, well, this is a new topic, but it's actually not new at all because until now, I've been doing that for my B2C clients. I've been doing that for 5 years with my clients who have been coming to me and saying, you know what? This is not working anymore. I feel like I'm in need of a big career transition in my life. This is not working anymore. I've been successful with this. It used to be what I wanted, but it's not what I want anymore. And now we're taking the same conversation into the business space, which is, listen up closely now, if you are an entrepreneur and you really feel like you want to move, evolve, pivot, change, but you feel the same, how can I say this? If you feel that you're attached to an older version of you, an older version of you as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, as a coach, mentor, trainer, whatever it is, because that very phase or role or period of your business, of your life, was one where you experienced extraordinary success like I did. And if you're having a hard time letting yourself evolve and really saying to yourself, okay, yes, I've been successful with that. Yes, it worked on paper. Yes, the strategies worked for a while, but now I'm feeling a heaviness. I don't feel excited about it anymore. I'm wanting a different narrative. I want to be known for something different. I want to bring a different conversation forward. I want to be coaching, teaching, bringing new conversations to life. I want to reclaim parts of myself that maybe haven't even found any space in your current business. If that's something you want, then there's never been a better time to be in my world. Because, and now that's a full circle moment. Going forward, I'm going to be bringing the conversation of what to do when success doesn't work anymore in your work and life. In business, also, like that's the cherry on top. I'm going to be bringing that conversation forward because I've identified a huge gap in my industry, and that's really this conversation. I feel like nobody talks about it. And I'm in two like really well-known masterclasses myself right now. I don't want to name any names because I don't like doing that, because I get asked a lot, who do you work with? And la la la. Yeah, sometimes I name it, but I think like everybody should be, you know, finding their own mentors and spaces. But just let me put it like this. Those are well-known people. And even in those spaces, this whole conversation is not taking place. It is, but it's just like very, like, yeah, it's a side topic. And I think it should be so much more public. I think it should be gaining so much more attention. Why? Because you know my story now. You know what I experienced in 2023. You know what I experienced in 2024. You know where I'm standing now. And I know that a lot of people, a lot of women are really suffering behind the scenes, holding on to an old, retired version of themselves, or a version of themselves they want to retire, but they're not allowing themselves to do that because of the success it has brought them. And here we go again. That's about giving yourself permission to evolve. So now I've packaged a whole lot of topics into this episode. I hope it was helpful. I hope you could follow. I really hope it came across Like I wanted it because you can hear it in my voice. I'm very passionate about rebuilding. I think it's such a wonderful topic and it's a great opportunity. And rebuilding doesn't have to mean burning everything down. I think that's actually bullshit. I read that a lot on Instagram, like, oh, burn everything down and just, you know, start from scratch. You don't have to burn anything down. You don't have to burn anything down. I didn't do that either. Yes, I've deleted all my Instagram posts, but that's not because I'm burning anything down. That's because I'm somebody who's more activated by a clean slate. And I know that I'm going to move so much quicker if I do that. But that doesn't mean that I'm burning anything down. Basically, I'm taking what I've been doing very successfully for the last 5 years to the entrepreneurial space. And it's the same conversation. It's the same conversation. I'm taking it to another level. And I'm adding a new scope. I'm broadening the scope at the same time. So we're going to talk about what to do when success doesn't work anymore. And we're going to talk about self-expression, creativity, business, design, fashion, which are integral parts of my past and my identity as well. And yes, we're going to talk about career transition, but we're going to add the layer of entrepreneurship and we're going to look at all these topics through the lens of identity. Why? Because that's where every change begins. And I've always said this in the very beginning of my business. I said, no, it's not be, do, have. It really is do, be, have. And you're so much more likely to act yourself into a new way of being than to try to think yourself into a new way of acting. And that's my line, my slogan, my thing. I've been saying that for 5 years. And it's the same principle still. Well, sometimes the being has to fuel the doing first. But a lot of times, the doing will fuel the being, which is the next level version of you. And I hope you will join me into the new era of my business. I have a lot coming up. I've been working very hard, but in a good way. I'm at my peak creativity right now. And I'm going to be opening spaces to entrepreneurs. I'm going to be opening entirely new spaces. And if you really want to join me closely, if you want to take part in trainings, like very personal insights into my business and my life, then you should be joining the brand new broadcast channel, which is the Female Purpose Broadcast on Telegram. And you'll find the link in the show notes. Click on it and it's a private channel. It's not open to everybody because I want to have some private conversations there. And in this podcast, I don't know who's listening, right? I don't know. And it's for everyone. But in the Telegram channel, we're going to be having much more private and intimate conversations. And also what I love about it, it's not a one-way channel, right? So you're going to be able to, you know, comment on what I'm sharing with you. We're going to do a lot of trainings in there, maybe some free 30-day one challenges. And that's the only place, by the way, I'm going to be doing free stuff. I'm not going to be doing any more free stuff anywhere from now on, except for in the brand new Telegram channel. So if you want to join me, if you're excited, if you're joining me into the next era of my life and business, I'm glad if you just join, click the button in the show notes, join the Telegram channel, and let's take it from there. I'm glad you're in my world. Welcome back, or welcome if you're a new listener. I'm so excited for what's to come.